This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Tonight, Western Conference Final could be done if the Thunder take care of business against the T-Wolves. Last night,
which we saw had no real particular issue other than one random blowout.
Yeah, one game. They've been, I mean, they look like the best team that's still around, no doubt, the Thunder do. And they also look like the one franchise that has staying power in terms of, like, would it shock you if the Thunder were back in the same spot for the next couple of years? They have that kind of roster, loaded with draft picks still to go and maybe make an all-in type of move again.
Did you see that tweet that said he turned this entire roster from one single bet? Sam Presti turned this all from like one. God, I can't remember the player now. It was, anybody else see that? True.
I don't remember the origin, but they were obviously over time. They've been willing to trade guys like Paul George and Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, they found a way. They traded Sabonis for Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah,
but it goes even further back than that. And it was like the Haliburton. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
No, but you're right. I mean, so point being, real quick, I was just making a comment in passing, which is, hey, out of all the teams remaining, I think the Thunder have a chance to be in this exact same spot for the next couple of years. But anyway, and then on the Eastern side, as we said, the Knicks lost last night. It seemed like everybody agreed if the Knicks would have found a way to win that one and it was 2-2 going back to the Garden, then it would have been all pressure on the Pacers. Instead, the Pacers get it done. Goes back to the Garden. Knicks are obviously down 3-1, and they're 3-5 at the Garden this postseason. So it looks like these could be over. But either way, the NBA is going to crown a new champion for the first time in 50-plus years.
Yeah, and I guess I was thinking about that as it relates to a conversation we were having the other day on college football. Where is the NBA, NFL, like where are we officially on the competitiveness and the competitive balance between these leagues? The NBA crowning a new champion for the first time in, it was at minimum 50 years when we got down to the four teams, likely a brand new champion out of there as we look through the different stuff. And like the NFL has largely lauded itself. I'm not saying this is marketing. I don't want to get into that Carrington argument. I don't remember what he said, with better marketing.
Yes.
That's to go with it. But like, where are we amongst this league as far as competitive? Because for a while, I'll be honest, the NBA was not the most competitively balanced league because the way the NBA money flowed to the top in this soft cap era was it was largely just the big markets. But new champion for the first time, likely ever, or at the very least 50 years we mentioned. It was the Mavericks the year before that. Nuggets, that's three in a row that are different. Warriors, four in a row that's different. Warriors, four in a row. Or Celtics last year. Sorry, not Mavericks. They beat the Mavericks.
Yes.
So Celtics, Nuggets, Warriors, Bucks. Notice I have not mentioned a repeat champion.
Raptors,
Lakers,
maybe, I believe,
Raptors. Then I got to go to the Warriors when they had their 3 out of 4 run with the Cavs and the Spurs and the Heat. That's a lot of different champions I'm throwing out to you. Like at this point, I think you could make an argument that the NBA might be the second most balanced of the four majors.
It's because player movement is way more
behind the NFL, you're saying?
Yeah, no, behind Major League Baseball. Like the NFL, what's the balance? Okay. The same champion wins every year.
Yeah.
Like 15 of the last 20 things. Champions have won by Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, probably.
Yeah,
without even looking.
A couple things. One, the quarterback is the most important position in all sports, period. Point blank. And so that's and you just mentioned Brady and Mahomes, and that obviously is strong evidence for that being the case. I would say in the NBA, it goes back to the player empowerment and the ability to call your shot more than any other league. And
you can just go pick the team you have the best chance to win.
In the NFL, there's always a disgruntled player every offseason. Somebody wants to get paid. Somebody acts like they're going to get, they want to force their way out. But in reality, we don't see that with the best quarterback, the most important position in sports. We, in the NBA, LeBron can force a trade. Giannis is about to, it looks like, this offseason. We've seen Kyrie doing a handful of times. We all know the name. It's happens every year. And it is sometimes the top five player in all of the league doing that. You don't have that in the NFL. So I think that has also contributed. And I recognize the Thunder right now. They don't have a player that has forced their way out and joined. They have homegrown team
They've
right
made
now.
A lot so of trades, Celtics. Though. They had to make a lot of movement.
They have. They have had to ship guys away, But this offseason, even if they win, they have a bunch of picks. They might, I don't know if Giannis is going there, but they will have the ability draft pick wise to make an effort to pull off a move like that. I don't think Giannis is going from Milwaukee to Oklahoma City. That kind of defeats the whole
Oklahoma
purpose.
Oklahoma City shouldn't go after him.
Spurs still make the most sense.
So we'll see where that, but I think you're asking where does the league stack up? Why has this happened? I do think the player movement and the ease that you can do that in the NBA has contributed to where they're at. Now, I think not that you and I should care about NBA finals ratings. This is about to be a terrible finals from a rating perspective. I'm not saying it won't be entertaining. Halliburton is very entertaining. The backstory with his dad is entertaining.
It might be one of the best series in the last few years.
You got the MVP and SGA likely to be in the finals. So it's not that. It's not even actually the true basketball. But from a marketing standpoint, Cody, TV ratings, Indiana and Oklahoma. I'm just saying that is not going to be the best ratings. And look, we're in Kansas City, so I can respect the smaller markets. I'm just saying versus having a team that was from, Texas or Dallas.
And you lose the New York market because the Knicks fans are going to want to watch it. Where would you rank them? Let's just say the three right now, because hockey is still,
Hockey's
pretty balanced, though.
We call them the four majors. Hockey might be number one, but just for the sake of this argument, let's limit it to three, because otherwise we're getting too deep into it. Where do you rank the fairness quotient of each league right now? NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. Problem with Major League Baseball is you truly can just outspend everybody. You're the Dodgers. You are so
Major
much
Baseball's
better
three to me.
Yeah,
Major,
than every no, three. Yeah, interesting. Because the NFL shows no balance in champions. Yeah, there is more balance in champion in Major League Baseball over the last 20 years than the NFL.
Yeah, but your question was who has the most equal playing field. Yeah, from the rule perspective, the NFL to me still has the most equal playing field. There's no lottery system. There's a cap. You know, the way it works, I would still say while the direct
hard cap,
result.
Not soft cap.
Yeah, I think it's NFL, then NBA, then baseball. If we're just talking about playing field being level, not the direct result. Because I really think that the difference when the result has been because you have the most important position in all of sports. And if you have that dude, everything changes for you. We've seen that here locally,
I guess that's
obviously.
That's part of what I'm factoring into my decision.
But it's a level playing field. Every team had a chance. 12 teams had a chance, or 10 teams had a chance to draft Patrick, 32 technically, but had a chance to draft Patrick Mahomes. Some teams traded out of that spot. Thank you, Buffalo.
In terms of
I guess...
You're acting like not everybody had a chance to draft Patrick Mahomes. They had a much better chance to draft Patrick Mahomes than a team in baseball had a chance to go sign Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout or whoever, right? Juan Soto.
Sure. No,
there was three teams.
Drafted, by that argument, they could have drafted Juan Soto.
Well, no, the Nationals did. The Nationals internationally did, and they still had to move on from him because they couldn't afford him.
That's certainly the biggest problem baseball has in this argument is that anybody can draft a superstar. So everybody can draft Patrick Mahomes. Everybody can draft that. But in the NFL, it is far, far, far. Yes. That's the biggest difference. Retention, not draft. Anybody could have drafted. Anybody could have. I mean, not Shohei's weird because this is the international part of the sport, which is no, everybody in Major League Baseball did not have a shot at one or at Shohei Ohtani, because when it comes to international players, specifically from Japan, where there's the posting system, you run into a completely different part of the mess. But in the end, this is what makes the conversation interesting, is in the end, usually what we talk about when we talk about balance, creative balance, is I'm a fan of a team. I want my team to have a chance to win a championship. In college football, if I'm a fan of 99% of a college football team, I got no shot.
Yeah.
If I'm not 1 of 10, I got 0.000000% chance of winning a championship. The thing that helps football in your defense is if you just happen to get lucky, the stars align, and you draft the right guy, you immediately have a chance again.
Look at the
Commanders last year.
The Commanders, and a lot of it also had to do with crappy ownership, but the Commanders have a new owner and they found their franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Last year they were in the NFC title game.
But I would say
the stars aligned for Jaden Daniels to work out that way. In a certain way.
It's weird. It probably depends on our metric. I think the NFL statistically has the least amount of teams going into any year day one of teams who actually have a chance to win the championship. I think the NFL is the, like, I could narrow it to five right now that I think, honest to God, realistically have a chance to win a championship. The NBA, I think this year is probably 5 to 7. I think most years is probably 5 to 7. In Major League Baseball, I think it might be 8 to 10 who could win the championship, and I do not think that that's, like, out of the question or has, like, in the NFL, it might be 4 or 5 that
I think they're two different questions. If you're asking who has the most balanced rules versus who has shown the most parity, it's definitely, as far as shown it, actually the results have been there. Interesting, though, no doubt.
And to your point, Cody, about the way that it's interesting, because we've seen this shift where in like the 2010s, it was stars go and find other stars and win titles. If you look like Boston, very much homegrown. They made some deals in there, very much homegrown, though. Oklahoma City, very much homegrown. The Pacers, they've made some moves in there, but Nembhard, homegrown. Mathurin was the best player on the floor last night for the Pacers in terms of key role. He was drafted by them. Miles Turner's been there, is an OG for the Pacers. Even the Knicks, to an extent, are also very homegrown in terms of what they've built there outside of Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. So there's like been a shift in the NBA of building your rosters up and then making some minor key moves there, not just going out and saying, you know what, like the Pacers didn't say, you know what, we need to go get Dame, we need to go get James Harden, we need to go get Giannis. They brought in Pascal, very underrated player, Tyrese Haliburton, very underrated player, and as a collective unit, the two best teams, you could argue, maybe the Cavs as well, because the Cavs also very homegrown as well. They don't have any superstar, like top five player in the league, other than maybe Shea, obviously. You wouldn't say that Pascal is a top five player in the NBA right now, or Tyrese is a top five player in the NBA, as great as he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.